And now time once again for the Unger Report, a unique look at the world at large by our special correspondent, Brian Unger. This week, the Unger Report alerts us to a growing danger in our culture, the alarming increase in the use of superlatives and hyperbole by the media and others to describe otherwise not at all that surprising outcomes. Brian Unger joins us now with this outrage. Brian, what's up here?
Madeline, that is exactly the kind of rampant, exaggerated hyperbole by the media that has experts scared out of their wits and crying out for some kind of action.
Experts? What experts?
Well, you know, myriad academics, researchers, experts, you know, sources. The same ones that one usually hears from in the news constantly. Now, while the expert I talked to is a retired cop I met in an airport bar in Phoenix, he was appalled. And I'm sure there are thousands, if not millions, of others just like him who are appalled, too.
I'm sure. And what are they appalled at?
If we continue to describe stories and events, as in the ones that occurred in past weeks, as shocking, surreal, or absurd, we risk running out of words to describe things that are truly shocking, surreal, or absurd.
Brian, I'm sure we, too, are guilty of going overboard just a wee bit. Where have we overstepped in the past week?
I'm not slinging any arrows here, Madeline, but for one, Schwarzenegger winning the gubernatorial race in California. Not surreal, nor absurd. Rather, as one could imagine, and entirely plausible, another bad actor won political office. Or, in national politics in Washington, people were appalled and shocked that sensitive information was allegedly leaked by the White House. Actually, Madeline, as usual, once again, allegedly, and not all that uncommon, antagonistic, typically top-secret information was given to a reporter to make someone look bad.
Brian, what other grave concerns about overhyping news stories and disproportionate reactions to events are you hearing in airport lounges?
I'm glad you asked. You know, if you flick a cat on the nose really hard, it'll take a bite out of your finger. Maybe even swat at you with its paw. In the case of Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy last week, the story should have been reported. Consistent with hitting a tiger on the nose with a microphone, a man was attacked.
Yeah, but Brian, he hit the tiger on the nose after he was attacked.
Madeline, let's not let facts get in the way of a good story, okay? Also last week, a man known for living with grizzly bears was killed by a grizzly bear. Terrible. But shocking? Well, you know, consistent with trying to live with grizzly bears, one is predictably risking death or being eaten, you know?
Yes, just so. But this all does seem a little outrageous, I must agree. But you cite a handful of examples without offering much in evidence or any credible sources to support your theory.
Madeline, consistent with being a journalist, I could be wrong, but I wouldn't admit it. There is a pattern of the media's excessive exaggeration that predates actors turned politicians, White House leaks, and when animals attack. For instance, you're dying to hear this, aren't you?
I'm on the edge of my seat, yes.
When Michael Jackson this year dangled his infant son dangerously before fans and cameras, shocking? Outrageous? No. Consistent with being Michael Jackson, he expectedly simulated throwing his son off a hotel balcony. When Liza Minnelli's marriage to David Guest ended suddenly in divorce, surprising? No, we pretty much knew that this couple would not survive being put under a microscope by Larry King. Now, just like the suspended nuptials of Ben and Jen, a surprise? Like you couldn't see that one coming. When Rush Limbaugh said something controversial that got him into trouble and then checked himself into rehab, Madeline, hey, let me put my big surprise face on here, okay? When Roderick MacKinnon won the Nobel Prize for Structural and Mechanistic Studies of Ion Channels, a breakthrough achievement? Come on, anyone who can do all that is bound to win an award.
So, Brian, what would be truly surprising, shocking, or even surreal?
Well, if Trista and Ryan from The Bachelor don't marry this winter, that would be surprising. If the Cubs and the Sox wind up in a World Series, that would be shocking. And according to most experts, nothing will be surreal, especially Schwarzenegger acting as governor. The surreal will now be called sublime.
It's been real, Brian.
Thank you, Madeline.
Brian Unger of the utterly sublime Unger Report. This is Day to Day.